three.
Oh.
Okay. The, sometimes they take the intestines and they clean them up.
I make Hitler.
You ever had that?
Yeah, all the time. Yep. I used to hate it.
Really?
It was one of my chief mispassions. I mean, I hated that as much as I hate squash and liver. But now I like it, and my sisters hate it. But, yeah, I've had children. I've also had liver dressed up in any way you can imagine, squash. My mother, she tricked me one time. She tried to get me to eat this casserole, and she told me it was macaroni. Only it was squash, and I knew it the minute it came near my mouth. She thinks I'm weird because I hate squash and liver. So she tries all these fancy recipes and all this kind of stuff to get me to eat squash. And once my step-grandfather, they came from Fort Lauderdale here, and we were sitting around, and they were eating squash and cornbread. And he goes, "You need the squash." And I said, "I'm not eating that stuff." And he just said, "Just taste it, just taste it." And I did, and I regretted it because I hate that stuff. You know? Tell me, this will make you grow big and strong. Yeah. Who cares about growing big and strong? You know, I just don't like that stuff.
If you were riding on a, if you were going somewhere and something's not rear hand, not right near at hand. Okay, you say it's just a little what?
What do you mean, like?
If you're talking about something that's not right.
Out of reach.
Yeah, or just a little.
Farther.
Okay. Way, just a little way, or just
a
little way.
Oh, just a little ways out.
Okay. And if you if you're talking about something that was quite a bit over, you'd say it's a long.
Long ways out.
Okay. If you're talking about somebody who was walking along and slipped and fell this way, you would say he fell what?
Backwards.
Okay, he fell this way.
Forward.
Okay. When a farmer plows a field, he cuts what?
Think, I don't know.
Think he cuts into the field, you know?
Oh.
Make it go like this?
Oh, the rows.
Rows, okay. Another word for that, for rows? Furrows?
Yeah, furrows. Yeah, that's what my grandfather called them.
Okay. Some of these now you probably won't even know, but if a farmer's talking about how much wheat he gets out of a field, okay, if say we got about 40
bushels.
Okay. They take oats to separate the grain from the chaff. What do they do to oats?
I have no idea.
Okay. If you're comparing how tall you are, you say, he's not as tall as...
As I am.
Okay, and I'm not as tall as...
He is.
Okay. Comparing how well you can do something. I can do it better than...
He can.
He can do it better than...
And I can.
Okay. Talking about, you mentioned cornbread. What other kinds of, does your mother bake at all?
Pies, cakes, that sort of thing.
She baked bread?
She baked biscuits and cornbread. My grandmother baked bread.
Yeah. What kind of bread does she make?
She makes, well, see, you mean like wheat bread or, well, I don't know. She just, all I know is it's flour. Like, she takes the, they used to grow the wheat and stuff on the farm, and she'd take it to get it ground. And she'd come back and she'd make bread, and she'd get cornmeal ground and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And it's with cornmeal. What different kinds of